Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're continuing a series of podcasts about trip planning because it's trip planning season. So we recently did a podcast about great campgrounds for RVing with dogs. Today, we're going to bring you 8 great waterfront campgrounds that all have gorgeous views. So I know a lot of us have winterized and we put the RVs away for the winter. Of course, some of us in warmer climates are just maybe even starting our camping season, but it's definitely trip planning season for all of us for 2021, and we're all hoping for a better year next year. So we're going to give you some great ideas for campgrounds that you might want to reserve for next spring, summer, and fall. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
AquaBio is a new twist on holding tank treatments, and it offers today's RVers a formaldehyde and bromopol-free formula. Thetford's next generation of holding tank solution is campground-friendly and complies with California regulations. The quick-acting holding tank treatment eliminates odors while digesting waste and toilet paper to prevent clogging, all without any harsh chemicals. And it's proudly made in the USA. Thetford's AquaBio is formulated and tested safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. It comes in a liquid, toss-in, and dry options. Visit Thetford.com for more information.
All right, so we're doing 8 great waterfront campgrounds, not oceanfront. I'm going to have a separate episode planned where we just talk about oceanfront campgrounds. Today, we're talking about waterfront, so like lakes and rivers, et cetera, et cetera. So our first pick, and this is really one of my favorite places we went on our Pacific Northwest trip, is the Shelter Cove RV Resort. It's right on Odell Lake in Oregon. And Stephanie, I just have magical memories of staying at this campground. We stayed in a cabin here, but the RV sites are awesome as well. And this was a wonderful place for fishing and boating and just chilling on the lake.
Yeah, this wasn't one of those campgrounds with like a lot of other amenities other than the lake, right? It was like you were there to just really soak in that lakefront beauty and the kayaks and the paddle boarding and the boating and the fishing and all of that stuff. So it was really remarkably beautiful. And for those of you that don't know, this is only probably about 45 minutes, I think, from Crater Lake. And it's maybe 45 minutes from like Bend, Oregon, maybe an hour, not far. You can definitely drive pretty easily there. So you can kind of be in the middle of nowhere, and it really is remote, and still hit some other things.
And
around
it's a
there.
famous fishing lake. And my favorite memory, though, was of Stephanie renting and piloting a pontoon boat. And she did an awesome job. I was a chicken. I was not willing to drive the pontoon boat. It was a little tight getting the pontoon boat out of the little mini harbor. Now, did she almost hit a very expensive boat? Yes.
Not getting it out, getting it back in.
Getting it back in.
They were telling me to park in a very tricky spot. And yes, I did almost hit the boat, but I didn't.
Well,
so
if they're going to rent these out to people, maybe they should have put it in a spot that's
harm,
easier to
no
get
foul.
Out.
If I had just had to like scooch in by the side of the dock, I would have been fine. But they like had me practically parallel parking.
But you're a brave woman. And there are some times where you kind of put me to shame. And this was one of those moments because I was like, I don't want to drive this boat, you know, but you were gung ho about it. We had so much fun having a picnic out on the pontoon boat, diving into the water. So this is an amazing campground.
I don't think you call it a picnic when you eat out on a boat in the
it's
water.
Not what do you call it then? Just lunch?
Like, I honestly think that is definitely not a picnic.
And this is one of those Highway West campgrounds, which they have some really great campgrounds out in on the West Coast. All right, so our next pick for a waterfront campground is the Jedediah Smith Campground in Crescent City, California. It's located right on the Smith River. This campground is magically beautiful. And right across the river is that incredible hike out to Stout Grove. So it's just like something out of a storybook. It's like something out of a dream.
Yeah. And, you know, we stayed at the Redwoods KOA when we were here, and we came here and found this campground. And to be quite honest, if you have a RV small enough to fit into this campground, stay here. I don't think you can get bigger rigs into this. It's a pretty tight, steep
I think
park,
this is like a van life pop-up camper kind of place.
No. I think you can do like under 30 feet. Okay. Yeah, because I've definitely looked into this in the past. So I do think that you can fit some, you know, like I would even think a 30-foot travel trailer probably. It has all the specifics on the site. But if you have an RV small enough to stay here, do it. It is beautiful. It's magical. There's like the beach that lays out around the river. Then you can just walk right across like the land bridge when the water's low enough to go into like, you know, these like groves, these redwood groves. It's really a beautiful place.
Now you can also swim right across the Smith River from the campground to the other side. And there's like really small, like 10-foot high, cliff jumping. I don't think it's even right to call it cliff jumping.
It's rock jumping.
But rock jumping into the water, it was really, really nice. So I agree with Stephanie. If you have a small enough rig, I would go with this campground for a Redwoods State and National mm-hmm. Park stay, because Jedediah Smith is one of
this
the state parks.
This is one
parks,
of the state park campgrounds.
But they work in collaboration there. Okay. So our next great waterfront campground, and again, this was just a classic summer campground, the Holiday Park Campground in Traverse City, Michigan. And we loved everything about Traverse City, from the food to the coffee to the independent bookstores. We also loved this campground. And Stephanie, this one was kind of unique. It has a little bit of a unique backstory to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it puts up some barriers for people who are like reserving and trying to find a place, right? Because this used to be an all Airstream,
community.
Right. Yeah. And people actually own their RV sites. And then what you do is you like put in a request for a reservation. And I think the people that own the sites pretty much like say when their sites are going to be available for the next year. And then you get like confirmation on whether you got the site or not. So it's like a little bit like there's a lot of people that are going to be like, I'm not going to deal with that. But we did it. And it was actually pretty seamless for us. And we had a site that was amazing and right on the water. We could just walk down, go out on the kayak. It was really a beautiful place.
It was amazing. We had a spacious site. Then there's steps down to a little beach and you can launch your kayak right into the lake. It was a beautiful
lake. You
could
fish right from there too. So.
Yeah. Oh, everything about it was dreamy. And also there's tons of Airstreams left there. So there's at least like 30 or 40 Airstreams that are still there permanently. So if you kind of dig Airstream and Airstream history, super cool place to go. Now, our next pick we have not personally been to, but Carrie Cox, our longtime correspondent and great friend, absolutely loves the Old Highway 86 campground. It's an Army Corps of Engineers campground on Table Rock Lake in Missouri. This place looks like it has like the best views of any campground in the Midwest, I think.
This is like one of the very first, if not like the first RV trip she ever took. And then one of the first that she ever reviewed on our podcast. And they just return again and again. I think it's just one of their favorite getaways near them. And of course, this also points out that the Army Corps of Engineers has these campgrounds that we've covered in the past, and they are lakefront, right? They're reservoir front. That's the point, is that the Army Corps of Engineers is managing the water.
These man-made lakes,
right?
Typically.
Yeah. And so a lot of these Army Corps of Engineer campgrounds, these COE campgrounds, actually have some of the best waterfront sites anywhere in the country.
And if you like taking an RV trip with a kayak or a canoe or SUPs, you want to get familiar with the Corps of Engineer campgrounds. And Casita Dean May did a great episode on them, which I will link to in the show notes. All right, so we're going to come back in a second. We have five or six more campgrounds left to recommend, and we're going to give you some of the favorites from members of the RV Atlas group on Facebook, some additional ones. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our really good Canadian friends at GoPower.
GoPower has been the industry leader for mobile solar systems and solutions since 1996. Their high-quality solar chargers, inverters, controllers, and power accessories offer a durable, dependable, and cost-effective solution for mobile power needs where grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable.
GoPower not only makes the best equipment, they also offer the best support. They are the industry leader in this category. The support section on their website offers technical support, installation assistance, and answers to frequently asked questions. And Stephanie and I think there's never been a better time to add a GoPower solar system to your RV and hit the open road. They've sold over 1 million panels, and they've been in business for 25 years, so they got 25 years of experience. To find out more, visit gpelectric.com, and you can also follow their fun Instagram account at GoPowerSolar. All right, Stephanie, what's up next for these waterfront campground picks?
All right, the Jellystone Lakes region in Milton, New Hampshire. This is just newly a Jellystone, right?
Yes, this used to be called the Mighty Joe Campground, and it was a beloved campground, and it recently switched over to a Jellystone a year or 2 years ago. But this has a stunning location right on the Northeast Pond, and it has two private sandy beaches for swimming and kayaking. Of course, it's got all the fun Jellystone stuff. So there's basketball courts, volleyball, tennis, soccer, all of that stuff. And there are RV sites right up near the water. There's also RV sites that are set back a little bit in a nice wooded, shaded area if you don't want to be right up near the water, because it's probably a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more crowded there, particularly on a summer weekend with everybody swimming and having fun. And then, of course, the White Mountains are just a bit further north if you want to take a day trip up and visit Mount Washington.
Oh, yeah. That's a white knuckle drive. There that I don't Chevy think Silver, I will ever do again.
I don't think I'd ever drive it again. I did it once. Yeah. I'm not dying to do it again necessarily. That was the most white knuckle drive I've ever been on, that's for sure. So our next pick is Keuka Lake State Park in the Finger Lakes of New York. It's Keuka, K-E-U-K-A, not Cayuga. Not the, there's the other one, Cayuga. There's one that sounds like it.
C-A-Y-U-G-A is the other lake that sounds similar, yeah.
Now, this is another example of a state park campground where we stayed at a private campground with full hookups nearby. But then we took a day trip to Keuka Lake State Park and saw the campground there. And we were like, oh my God, this is beautiful. This is where we want to stay next time.
For sure.
There's a sandy beach there, crystal clear waters
for
swimming.
With lifeguards and everything. Like, yeah. It's not just like a little beach. It's a bigger beach. With the lifeguard, the swimming area, you know.
Now, this was 5 or 6 years ago, Steph. The sites are not right on the water, from what I remember. It's a little bit of a walk from the beach back to the campground, but it's
a short walk, not a drive. Yeah, it's
definitely not a drive.
It's definitely a great place to stay, I think.
All right, our next pick is a real favorite for people in Pennsylvania, people in the Northeast region, and that's Otter Lake Camp Resort in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. This one is kind of a little bit hard to book from my perspective, because in the summer, you need to stay either 5 nights or a full week.
No, I think it's 7 days. I really do.
We've tried to go on past occasions, but we never had the 5 to 7 days or whatever to do it. But
it's a vacation spot. That's just what it is. It's where people do their yearly, you know, and people book year after year at this place. There's just some places like the one up in Maine that's like this too.
Bailey's.
No,
the one on the, it's on the lake.
Yeah.
It's something like.
It starts with an S. I can't think of it. But anyway, there's just some of these campgrounds that are spread out throughout the country that like are very traditional, and people go and they spend their week and they book their week for the next year.
In fact, now that you say it, like Otter Lake does not necessarily like advertise extensively across the country. I feel like it's just like the same people go every summer and sell out the place. But this one's a real favorite among people in the RV Atlas group. So I felt like I had to mention it. And lots of beautiful sites really right on the lake.
Well, it's also open. Is it year round or through into the winter? And they have an indoor pool. So it is popular for those colder weather getaways also.
Absolutely. Now, the next one has not a gigantic lake, but it's really pretty and was really great for kayaking. And we loved and adored this campground. So the Mount Pleasant Charleston KOA, which is just maybe 10 to 15 minutes outside of downtown Charleston, is a privately owned campground, obviously, because it's a KOA. And it's set upon a 377-acre plantation called the Oakland Plantation. So we loved kayaking here. We loved spotting alligators resting on the shore. I would not go swimming here, though.
No, and I know that it's like, oh, the northerner. But, like, I guess southerners are so used to alligators, and they're just like, if there's water, there's alligators. But like, it does still, because we're not used to it, it makes us just like weirdly nervous.
Well, like,
in a
we're
way
playing, like, I'd be like playing catch with the boys, and then you look over and like 30 feet away, just sleeping on the banks of the lake, is a pretty big alligator.
Yeah, I can't quite get like.
But it makes it fun though, you know?
Fun.
So look, this is a pretty lake, and the sites, a lot of the sites have views of the lake. I mean, most of them have a little bit of a view of the lake.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of them have a direct view.
A beautiful
of the lake.
Sunsets, just really, really gorgeous sunsets, really beautiful place.
Yeah, one of the best KOAs we've been to. All right, we have a few more picks, and we have some picks from our friends on the RV Atlas group. But before we give you our last picks, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
The brand new J Feather Micro Series is rugged and ready for adventure, but also lightweight and easy to tow. The five floor plans in the Micro Series are packed with high-end features like 16-inch Goodyear off-road tires, roof mount solar prep, and they're pre-wired for an inverter, so you can easily use your 110 outlets even if you're camping off-grid.
The included 17-inch Blackstone griddle is also a Jayco exclusive. The side Nerf bars and optional roof and bike racks make it easy to bring your bikes and kayaks along to the mountains, the ocean, or the lake. The Micro Series has floor plans that are perfect for solo travelers, couples, or families that can't wait for their next great outdoor adventure. To find out more, visit jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. So I went onto the RV Atlas group on Facebook, which everybody listening should join, and I just posted a question and said, hey, we're doing a podcast on waterfront campgrounds. Give me some of your favorite picks. And I just did this last night, so there's a whole bunch of them there now, but I just wrote down a few for the show. So Gretchen Holcomb recommends Buffalo Bill State Park in Cody, Wyoming. Gretchen's from Boxy Colonial on the Road. She's a correspondent for the podcast, and once she recommended that, I was like, Gretchen, you got to come on and review it.
Yeah, Cody is like one of those sleeper hits for RVers. They end up loving their stays there, so that's good to have a good campground in that area.
Larissa Arant recommends Spirit Lake in Vernal, Utah. And I'm glad we got a Utah one in there, because Utah does have a lot of great campgrounds on the water.
Right, and we've reviewed a lot of other ones, like Antelope Island State Park and other ones in Utah in the past also.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim and Mary Cohn recommend Flathead Lake State Park in Montana and Campground by the Lake on South Lake Tahoe in California.
And Defeated Creek, another COE campground in Tennessee.
Oh, I didn't write down who recommended it. Oh, I botched. I didn't write down who recommended it. Whoever recommended it, thank you so much.
No credit.
I didn't give the name there. Uncredited role. Mary Stuckmeyer recommends Ozarks RV Resort on Table Rock Lake. And Dan Till likes Bogan Flats Campground in Carbondale, Colorado. And if you want to go into the RV Atlas group and just search for waterfront campgrounds, there's a post there, and now there's probably like 50 recommendations of great waterfront campgrounds. So we hope this episode really helps you get into the trip planning mindset. And of course, we're all hoping for better days in 2021 and easier circumstances for RV travel all over the country. So here are some great picks, and we'll come back with some more episodes in the future to help you plan your next great adventure.
We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.